From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Democrats are celebrating today, claiming victory in yesterday's midterm elections. They won the two governorships at stake in Virginia and in New Jersey. They also ended the Republicans' decade-long control of the New Jersey state legislature. But Republicans picked up a dozen seats in the Virginia lower house, and they elected a state attorney general there in a landslide. And in the biggest upset of all, the GOP retained the mayoralty of New York City, as billionaire and political neophyte Michael Bloomberg upset Democrat Mark Green. NPR's Mara Liasson reports on what all this could mean for next year's midterm elections and beyond.
There are only a handful of off-year elections, but both parties like to load them up with political significance. In 1993, when Republicans swept all the big off-year races, they claimed it was a referendum on Bill Clinton and a harbinger of their congressional landslide in 1994. This time, the Democrats won all but one of the off-year races, and party chairman Terry McAuliffe is claiming the same bragging rights.
While the nation is united with the president as he leads the nation in the war against terrorism, last night's results prove that the voters truly trust Democrats to tackle major domestic policy challenges. There's no question that yesterday's victory will serve as a springboard heading into the elections in 2002.
Not so fast, say Republicans. 2001 isn't 1993. Since September 11th, the country has been focused on the war against terrorism, not national politics. And unlike 93, when opposition to Bill Clinton galvanized Republicans, George W. Bush was not a factor in these races. But that's small consolation for the Republicans. This wartime president, even with his sky-high approval ratings, appears to be wearing an Eisenhower jacket. No coattails. Jim Gilmore is the chairman of the Republican National Committee.
These races didn't have anything to do with the president's popularity, which is at 90%. But the president strongly supported these races. He strongly supported these candidates. He urged their election. But the fact of the matter is that his popularity and strength in the nation and in the respective states simply just didn't carry over to the two candidates.
If the off-year elections didn't have anything to do with President Bush, Democratic strategist David Axelrod argues they do offer encouraging signs for Democratic efforts to take back the House of Representatives. In both Virginia and New Jersey, the Republican candidate ran on traditional Republican positions, for tax cuts, against abortion, and for gun rights.
If you look at Virginia and New Jersey, where Democrats won governorships, the Republican candidates really were kindred spirits to the House Republicans. They were hard right ideologues who I think were out of step with the voters in those states. And so I think to the extent that there's a harbinger, I read a harbinger there.
While political observers say yesterday's races don't offer a lot of new trends, they do reaffirm a lot of old lessons. In every race, the candidate with the most unified party won. In New Jersey, Republican Brett Shundler never received the endorsement of the sitting Republican governor. In New York City, Democrat Mark Green never recovered from a bitter primary fight with Bronx Borough President Fernando Ferrer. Resentment over Green's tactics in the primary cost him Hispanic support. Yesterday, 50% of the Hispanic vote, usually a reliable part of the Democratic coalition in New York City, went to the Republican winner. Whit Ayers, a Republican consultant based in Atlanta, says nothing about yesterday's results will change his strategies for next year's midterm races.
Anyone who tells you that he knows how the elections yesterday will affect the elections next year is just blowing smoke. How many terrorist attacks are we going to have in the next year? What's the military situation going to be like in Afghanistan? What's the economy going to be like? No one knows the answers to those questions. But it's the answers to those questions that will determine next year's election environment.
Ayers and other political professionals from both parties say since September 11th, this is the least predictable political environment they have ever seen. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.